Back in here on the game, you'll hear from Corey Sutton at 5:10. I talked with him earlier today. Bruce Weber is going to be on with us at 5:25 as Mitch just outlined the full non-conference schedule release for K-State basketball. Coming up this year, you can't be serious at 5:50 as well. The Bill Snyder quote, once again, it has been put out there by Sports Radio 810 in Kansas City on Corey Sutton. He has said, "It's my commitment that once we have signed the youngster, we're committed to him as long as he behaves himself. I've always said a youngster is free to leave, but I'm not going to release the youngster. It doesn't mean he can't go someplace else and play. He can certainly do that." So there is Bill Snyder's perspective. Not going to grant the release to Corey Sutton. He will have to pay his way for a year if he is going to go somewhere. It does seem like all the information that we're getting here, this has been a fairly consistent policy over the years on transferring, that it is known amongst players. I can certainly say that. I've had multiple either players or former players say this is a policy that is known amongst the players, that typically it's how it works if you're going to transfer. Now, much as in the statement from the student-athlete handbook outlines, there are certain things that can supersede that, and you can leave based on personal family hardship on the student-athlete, conduct and honest communication by the student-athlete, best interest of the student-athlete and the institution, indications of tampering. Those are different factors that could either get you a release or get the release blocked. Obviously, Bill Snyder's policy here is we're not going to grant the release unless there are different circumstances. We've seen that come to light with Bryce English here recently. He was a defensive tackle that left after his father back in Texas had health issues, so he wanted to leave to go be closer to his family. I believe he was granted a release. I know for sure, and the first transfer I could remember in recent memory was Kalen Heath from last year, running back, and he did confirm to me that he was not given a release. He had to go JUCO because of that. That was his solution, and that is, I suppose, another way that Corey Sutton could go here. You could go the junior college route and not have to worry about the payment issue there for a year. That's what Kalen Heath did. He has since ended up at UAB after going the junior college route for a year. That is also what Manasi Fekete did a handful of years ago, back around 2012, and that did turn into, much like this, a situation that got to the media. There were articles written about it. He felt like he should be able to leave because he was in good academic standing and just wanted to go somewhere else. He wound up going to West Texas A&M and actually got drafted at a cup of coffee in the NFL and now is playing in the CFL. So we've seen some situations like this. I'm still trying to figure out, confirm one way or the other on Daniel Sams. It seemed like Daniel Sams was granted a release to transfer, but I do not know that necessarily 100% sure right now. But basically, what I'm saying here is this would be consistent with what has typically happened here. Most of the time, it just hasn't gotten out in this way. The difference here being Corey Sutton felt that this was so unjust, he went public with it. Now that turns into something that we're talking about here, and there have been many articles written about it.
And I said earlier on Twitter that Bill Snyder's record in the court of public opinion is even better than his record as a football coach. I mean, he has just been so widely respected and admired by absolutely everyone, and this is a rare instance in which he seems to be taking a loss in the court of public opinion when it comes to some of the national media. We saw Jay Billis tweeting about it earlier today. We've seen it from several others since the quotes came out from him. I'm seeing this from Tim Sullivan, who's a very well-known reporter with the Louisville Courier-Journal, that just said this is a lawsuit waiting to happen. If Kansas State can block a transfer to 35 schools, how is that athlete not an employee? So they're going the route of pointing out how this is yet another NCAA issue. But Jeff Eisenberg, good reporter with CBS, saying that he's lost a lot of respect for Bill Snyder out of this. Dr. Saturday from Yahoo chiming in several times as well. It's not easy to stop the firestorm once it gets started on social media, and regardless of if you think Bill Snyder is right or wrong here, he is going to take some negative hits as a result of all this.
The national narrative will be overwhelmingly negative about it. And whether or not you agree with it, that's what it's going to be. Jay Billis got a hold of it this morning, and his comment was, "Good grief, let unpaid amateur student athletes transfer and participate in extracurricular activity without restriction." he was a guy that got a hold of the Letty Romero situation and certainly perpetuated that problem for K-State when that was happening. So he's one of those guys, when he gets it, you know, many other people are going to see it, and that has already transpired for K-State as of right now. I'll be curious to see, and I know you have a poll out there on Twitter, again, at Tyler Dreiling, if you want to find that, or we retweeted it from the game account, the Game KMAN. Be curious to see what the more local response is, because, well, the national response is pretty much a guarantee to be overwhelmingly negative. Locally, I think that's going to skew much differently, just because people will be much more in the corner of the school that they love and the coach that they love and feel like they owe so much to. So that makes me curious to what the final results of that poll will be on whether or not people feel like they should grant the release.
So far, you know, it's only been up for 40 minutes, but so far 67% saying yes, K-State should, 33% say no, they shouldn't.
Okay, well, I'm surprised. It may be more overall consensus than what I'd imagined with all of this. You know, I just, again, I would draw the dividing line between K-State and the NCAA. I think there are a lot of instances where the overall structure of something might not be what you agree with or what you like, but if you are an entity competing within that construct, you're going to want to do everything that you can to try and protect yourself. And if you feel like it's in your best interest, in this case for K-State, to not be granting these releases, I'm not sure that I can sit here and say I really fault that entity for doing so. I hate that this happens to kids, and I hate the whole way everything is structured with the NCAA. There are some antiquated parts of the structure of the NCAA that do not necessarily jive with the way college football in particular has turned into such a multi-million, billion-dollar industry in today's day and age. And I think it could use some updating there. And I think people need to be looking at things like these. But also, on the other hand, it's big-time college football. You got to win games or people get upset real quick. There's a lot of pressure on the coaches to produce. They get paid a lot of money, but there is a lot of pressure on them to produce. They're going to do everything in their power within the rules to try and win. And if you feel like this is the best way to go about it, to have this policy across the board, I'm not sure that I can sit here and say that I would really fault you for doing that.
You were mentioning at the top of the segment some other examples of K-State football players having to navigate this same kind of situation, and I've been in communication with a former K-State football player about the same issue, and he brought up to me a name of a player, and I'm not going to mention it, but a name of a player that had this exact same problem. The transfer got blocked, and it got to the extent that he just stayed at K-State, and he did finish out his career at K-State as a result, which I think would be a rarity, but we wouldn't know about it because there would be nothing raised there. So I don't know how deep this issue really goes, but it looks like there are two sides of it where some people actually find a way to get out and some people actually stick it out.
Well, we'll hear in Corey Sutton's own words about his side of the story at 5:10. Bruce Weber going to be on with us at 5:25 to talk about the non-conference schedule, which has been released in full. When we come back, though, tell you what, you want to get behind the most just cause in the history of causes. I've got it for you next here on The Game.